You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Want you a person. Oh, baby, you be lying in your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even all that fine in person. I can guarantee you if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really be bragging. 100,000 in my mouth like what's happening. Not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. This batch got a problem in traffic. We can't do it, imagine G-Wagon. Low-key, I've been keeping it classy. Could be really out here doing them nasty. Couldn't even see me in last year. Just started in them then last year. I ain't even tried to and I passed them. Giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them cash. Stand alone, not your regular rap. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Whoa, yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa, matter of fact, none of you guys can touch me. Whoa, post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa, turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Whoa, I put it up in the back of the car and I tell her to go. She hit when she lands, she bring me the band, she back on the road. She know how I get when I get in that mode. Ain't buying no clothes, only do shows and make me some songs. Make sure the other come and get sold. We f*** with these scribbles cause we play with foes. We play with our money and not what I know. I used to go to the west to get lost. I just came back from the west with a trophy. I'm on some motion. She said she missed it and sending emojis. No time to kick it on my waist in motion. Can't say I miss you, I don't got emotions. I'm on that back when I step on the floor. I'm on that me and the broke kid I'm on that back when I stood at the stores. Ain't going broke, I'm just back on my old. No taking I don't know how to cope it. And I know one thing I'm never gonna be hopeless. If you tell them what was said, you were rolling. Draw the new Corvette like it's yeah. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can touch me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up so most of my haters can hear. Brand new car is noisy. Come through when it's roaring. You ain't gotta worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me and get nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Yeah. None of you guys can flash me. Whoa. Matter of fact, none of you guys can touch me. Whoa. Post my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up so most of my haters can hear.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to the Ken and Raj Show on We Talk Radio. Woo!
What are you doing, Beth?
Hello?
How is everybody? How are you guys?
I'm good. You know, I just got back from a petting zoo. So you know, it's hot, but you know, I'm good. I'm cool.
You came back from a petting zoo? I didn't know petting zoos were open with the whole quarantine
stuff. You know, you got to wear the mask. Animals eat out of your hands. You know, they don't bite. They lick. You know, I went with Legacy, my niece, and, you know, she was scared out of her mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so what have y'all been up to, you know? Anything interesting?
Man, so much has happened after our last show. You know, I went to college, and I think that's kind of where, when we stopped is right when I went to college. I'm going into senior year, which is crazy.
And everything happened?
Say that again, Riley.
I said, so you went to college, and everything started to happen. So do you think if you didn't go to college, this stuff wouldn't have happened?
No, I said so much has happened since the last show. A lot of things have happened, but...
I know, yeah, but do you think if you didn't go to college, none of this would have happened, you know? That is after what the fact that has happened.
I don't get the question, but all right. yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah, you get it. Yeah.
Right. There are so many new people on here. We want to say to all of the newcomers, hello, hello, hello. I am Destiny. I am the producer of the show. And if you know, we got some people returning. Welcome back. We're glad that, you know, you get to spend the summer with us and we get to spend the summer with you talking about different things. Again, I'm Destiny Brown, the producer of the show. I'm 20. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm Kennedy Brown. I'm 14 years old.
Kennedy is, what are you on the show?
I'm the host of the show, sorry.
Co-host of the show. And then there's me, Riley Davis, 14, the main, the host, not co-host, host of the show. Kennedy is the co-host.
Well, there's three hosts, so you, like, co-host it together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, got it. Sure. I cannot talk today. Whatever helps sleep. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. Because my words aren't functioning. I can't. I just can't. Whatever helps you sleep better at night. There we go. You see, life is just, like, when you want things to happen the correct way, it doesn't happen. But, you know, it makes me want to cry.
Don't cry. It's too early in the show for you to start crying. We're not even 10 minutes in.
Well, moving on. Is Brandy here yet? Brandy here?
Yes.
Hi, Brandy. How are you?
How you doing?
This is our new co-host, Brandy. How are you, Brandy?
Good.
How old are you?
Awesome. That's great. She's doing
good. That's about
good.
The same time we started.
She's like, fun. All right, is my co-producer, is Jai here? How you been doing, Jai?
What's up, Jai?
Hello.
Hello.
We're in store for the Ken and Rye show. We're so excited, to have this, reintroduce the show with another co-host and another producer. We're really, really excited, and I'm glad that, we get to do this for the summer. I was wondering if y'all are ready to go into some topics.
You ain't got to ask me twice.
All right, so.
We got a lot of things to talk about.
2020 has been a crazy year. We are almost 7 months in. But we are 6 months into 2020, and it's been crazy. We started off the beginning of the year, it was cool, awesome, and then all of a sudden March hits, which is my birthday month. Shout out to all the March babies and the Pisces out there. There's just been a lot going on ever since March. March was the beginning for a lot of states all over the country, and specifically, it kind of started in California where COVID-19 hit our country, better known as the coronavirus hit our country. And, man, we've been locked down in our houses, finishing school in our houses, finishing just doing different, work or, all of our plans kind of, I don't want to say ruined, but got, shifted. A lot of people were in their house, canceled. Great word, Kennedy. All of our plans kind of got canceled and things got shifted. People such as the class of 2020, shout out to the class of 2020 that graduated this year.
Whoa.
Didn't get to have the senior class, didn't get to have a prom and, awesome other senior activities like senior ditch day or senior skip day or senior trip and all those things. And, people that have birthdays this year, such as my mom, not to reveal her age, but, it's okay, whatever. My mom turned 40 this year. And also our cousin Riley. She had a quarantine birthday. Everybody's been quarantine birthdays. Yeah. What's up?
Before the coronavirus started, I know there was like an I don't know if it was in Australia or something, but I know there was a big wildfire, and then there was COVID death, and then you know, just a lot.
So much has happened. I completely forgot. You know, COVID-19 is kind of. It seems like it. I know it started at the beginning of the year, but I remember I saw this tweet on Twitter. And do y'all remember the trend where people were trying to stand the brooms like right side up, and they wouldn't fall? And somebody was like, ever since then, 2020 just went downhill. And I couldn't agree more. Unfortunately, also in 2020, at the beginning, we lost a basketball legend, an amazing basketball player by the name of Kobe Bryant, and his daughter Gianna, Gigi Bryant, and two of the
I didn't believe it because I didn't really know what was happening because you know, I didn't stay. All I did was stay on TikTok, and then you know sometimes people be lying, so I didn't really know what to believe. Then I found out to my mom that it actually had happened. I was like, oh,
right. It was just
they were lying.
Our condolences to, you know, the Bryant family. I couldn't imagine, you know, they get to, you know, celebrating so many things without, you know, their dad or without their sister. And, you know, for the mom, Miss Vanessa Bryant, you know, she has to, you know, celebrate, you know, she's celebrating her birthday and, you know, her children's birthdays and especially recently Father's Day, you know, without Kobe. So, you know, that's really, really sad, and, you know, our condolences go out to the families. Man, Di, what did you think when you first heard that the passing of Kobe Bryant?
As long as I really think it was true, I didn't think about it until, like, it happened. I was loud.
Right, I was at a loss of words. I know a lot of my one of my friends actually wants to be a sports journalist, and you know, she wants to be a sports reporter on ESPN, and I remember she was actually watching ESPN, and you know, she hit the floor and she was just crying because you know, Kobe is such an inspiration outside of basketball, just an amazing, you know, human being, and his work ethic, and you know, his family, and you know, how much he loved, you know, his wife and his kids, and it's just, it was sad, and I feel like, you know, ever since that, it's just like 2020 has been downhill, and you know, we can always, you know, focus on, you know, the bad, but there's so many good things that happened in 2020, even though COVID-19 happened. There's so many people trying to find a way to, you know, make it positive. I know a man by the name of John, oh my gosh, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but I think it's John Krasinski. He played Jim from The Office. All my Office fans out there, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Love The Office. He played Jim.
That's a good author.
Oh, no, not author.
Like author, the author. There's a movie called The Author?
Yeah, The Office. His name is, I think it's John Krasinski. I don't know exactly how to pronounce it. I apologize if I'm butchering on the last name. But he created something called Good News, and it's kind of like he was acting like a reporter, and he was just reporting good news all over the world. And man, it's just awesome. People have learned how to cook during this quarantine. I've definitely been cooking a lot more. School has been, you know, a lot. Brandy, how has it been ever since, you know, school shut down? How have you been doing? How, you know, was it hard?
She said, nope, straight out of the blue. She said, I'm in quarantine. I ain't got to do no work. I just got to be on my phone all day. See, I would feel that way too, but, you know. I'm just going to tell you guys this real quick. If you're ever during quarantine, don't wait till the last minute to do your work. Because I had to learn out the hard way, and I had to do all of my schoolwork on my birthday, the day before that, the day after that. I didn't even get to enjoy my birthday because I was stuck doing schoolwork, and it was horrible. And that, you know, I've had worse birthdays, but we're not going to get into that. Too many child memories. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. I used to be so bad. I used to get whoopings on my birthday. It was, it hurt.
Okay.
I'm not even lying.
Wait a second.
I'm not even lying. I
would ask Brandy a question. I didn't even know what the girl said, and you started talking about your birthday.
She said nope. That's why I went into this topic.
Oh, she
said, was like,
oh.
Nope. And I was like, oh, well, you know, and then I went on, and then I talked about birthdays.
Please don't wait until the last minute. To do anything.
You don't want to learn the hard way.
Especially your schoolwork. Because it doesn't end up going well unless you're a really good procrastinator and you can, you know, you can get your work done fast and you know the information.
That's not me. See, I take about a good hour to work on one subject and finish one topic. Because, you know, I got to process everything. It doesn't stick,
right.
But, you know, you got to process it.
Different strokes for different folks. So... You know, people
will be
different. But what skills have y'all learned during quarantine?
Could you say that one more time, Beth?
What skills have y'all learned during quarantine?
How to use TikTok more. That's the only skill I learned. I ain't lying. When you ain't got nothing else to do, you have to stay in the house. I mean, you could always socialize, but that means you'd have to get out of bed and interact with people. And my mom's all in her room, and I'm in my room, so if I need her, I can just call her to give me something. But most of the time, she doesn't even answer the phone, so I'd have to get up anyway, so.
All right, how about you, Jai?
Well, I learned that I should sleep all day. Yeah, and I learned how to do a little sign language.
Oh, my gosh,
oh.
That's awesome. That's really good. See, you're taking, you know, the time to actually learn a new skill, which is really awesome. And I recommend that for everybody. How about you, Kennedy? What have you learned over this quarantine?
I have learned absolutely nothing.
Okay, no, I'm like,
I'm with Kennedy.
So you haven't learned, like, besides obviously like school, like kind of school, like have you picked up a new skill or like Riley said she's been on TikTok, you know, trying to work TikTok, or you know she's trying to learn, you know, to be better.
Well, I'm trying
at
to
it.
Do a backflip.
You tried to learn to do a backflip. That's good. That's good. Is there anything else?
How's it going?
To cook. Actually, I've been making a bit of pizza, and you actually have helped me make some cookies. And
well, that's not okay. Go ahead. All right. How about you, Brandy? Have you learned baking? All right. I haven't seen you bake anything, but okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I don't know. Sharing all the
things
now, aren't we?
And maybe I was asleep while you were baking. Maybe
no, you just didn't. So. No, she just didn't make nothing. She just didn't make nothing. There's no way
I
around that.
Doing really good at making waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She
oh,
makes
yeah
really good waffles. So.
Oh, yeah. Are they healthy,
you know,
or are they...
I mean, you just take, you know, the mix.
the mix.
And you put
uh-huh
water, put some water on some
stir
milk,
it?
Crack an egg, put some butter in it.
Is it organic milk or are they organic eggs or organic
it's,
butter?
You know,
or
maybe 1% or 2%.
Ah, aha.
You know,
what?
Whatever we have in the fridge.
Kind of what?
Whatever we buy at the store.
Fridge?
Would you... Whatever we have in our
fridge.
Going around.
Yeah.
Well, how about you? What did you learn during quarantine?
Brandy?
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time, Brandy? I think I heard you speaking, but I couldn't hear you.
I ain't couldn't miss it. I was just on TikTok.
See, that's my kind of girl right there. TikTok. You ain't got nothing better to do. So, I mean... Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. I mean, it's not like you finish
right
some schoolwork, because I know
school. Speaking of school.
Y'all
are going to be freshmen in high school, which is crazy. I know. What'd you say, Riley? I'm sorry.
Life has been so tough. I forget how to spell my own name sometimes. Like, I know it's R-Y-L-E-I, but I'm over here R-Y-L-I-E.
Okay,
yeah,
you
can
say that
then,
on the radio, sis. You might not want to say that, that you forget to know how to spell your name.
I mean, it happens all the time to everyone. Everyone at some point forgets how to spell their name. At some point in life, there's one point in life where you just, you think you know it, but you accidentally put it wrong on the paper, and, you know, sometimes things happen.
You spell your own name? I can't.
Let's go back to the topic.
Katie says this is a comedy show. Let's go back to the topic of ninth grade.
This is a comedy show.
What are y'all looking for?
Ninth grade.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just trying to state my words. No one hears me.
No, we are hearing. We just got to stay on topic.
We are on topic. We're just taking a few detours to get right back to it.
Yeah, but we can't keep taking detours. That means that people are thinking that we're crazy because we can't stay on topic.
We are crazy. We
so
are
let's,
crazy.
Let's go.
If you don't have any craziness in
y'all,
you,
let's clarify,
I don't know what you are.
I don't know how to spell her name before, and all the time.
I'm sorry, not how to spell it.
That she doesn't forget. Let's pray that she doesn't forget. Let's pray that she doesn't forget.
Okay.
Let's hope and pray.
Let's go back to the topic of high school.
Are y'all Kennedy and Riley, y'all are going to high school. What are y'all, starting with Kennedy, what are you looking forward to in high school? Is there anything that you're looking to join high school that you're excited about? Okay. So, you're going to, like, audition for plays and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Plays and musicals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So when it comes to ninth grade, what is something, because me and Jai have been, you know, we've been to the, you know, the ninth grade. And so is there anything that you want to ask me and Jai?
No.
What? You don't want to get any advice? Or
because I'm pretty much never
like
that.
All right, okay. Candy's being weird. All right, Riley, is there anything, you know, that you're looking forward to in the ninth grade?
Actually, yes, there is. I'm looking forward, like Kennedy said, to plays, but I'm also going to be on sports teams. I can't wait to get straight A's. I can't wait to make new friends. And before you ask, no, I don't need any advice because I've already got it off of TikTok, you know, some tips here
what?
And there.
No,
you know.
If you don't get off of TikTok. No,
but
I'm,
thank you
I'm
for
being
the offer.
Serious because ninth grade, I'm telling you, especially if you're going, I went to a fine arts school, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as crazy as, you know, a public high school. I don't even want to say crazy. It's a different experience than a regular public high school. And, you know, I know that, you know, we can, you know, even though we've been to high school is, you know, the same across the board. It's not like middle school. My middle school was, it was a charter school, so it was a lot, you know, harder when it came to, you know, how we dress and, you know, character building and, you know, building a good student and whatnot. But when it comes to, you know, I would say when it comes to high school, you know, there can be a lot of drama. Usually, you know, when girls, you know, they start getting in their first, like, real relationship or whatnot. And, you know, I don't even want to say not real because, yeah, in the ninth grade, I don't think it's real. Senior year, junior year, I get it, you know. But,
get what?
Like, there's girls that, you know, might have boyfriends and,
There's been people at my school since seventh grade, and they have boyfriends.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, see, like, it's just like, but like, anyways. I was going to ask, like, is there any advice, like, especially when it comes to, you know, school? I know sometimes in, you know, high school, there can be a lot of bullying. Not saying there's not a lot of bullying in, you know, in middle school. I know it can just get more intense in high school. Everybody wants to fit in, you know, everybody wants to feel welcomed. Everybody wants to, you know, follow maybe the, you know, the big guys or, you know, be friends with the upperclassmen. And an upperclassman is like the juniors and seniors. Like you're just a regular, I don't want to say regular high school student, but in 9th and 10th grade, you just, you know, in 9th and 10th grade, but you become an upperclassman when you're in your junior and senior year. And I know sometimes, you know, it can be, you know, just different things of navigating high school. And, you know, if there's any advice that you, you know, want to ask for real, instead of off of TikTok from kids from California or kids from, you know, other parts of the United States where, you know, they just are, you know, running amok.
Hey, don't diss TikTok like that, man.
I'm not using TikTok.
What are you
using TikToker?
Okay. So if we didn't have TikTok right now, would it? You see, I can't.
Instagram.
My words
Twitter.
Aren't even. Nobody. Twitter.
And
I know
Facebook.
If you're not just bringing Twitter. This is like saying Facebook is the new
TikTok.
Destiny, you was on the non-old side. I'm gonna have to put you on the old side now with the parents, Destiny. You was on the full
side,
but now you're on the old side.
Facebook is
funny.
Funny.
So, the people with dentures and
their
teeth. I'm out of here.
First of all, the old people don't even, like, older people aren't even on social media.
Wow.
A lot of people go on Facebook.
Are either forced to have it by their parents, or it just pops up when you download it. I mean, it's just there. When you get the new, it's just there. It's just there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The only people I know who use Facebook is my mother, my sister, you. The only reason I had Facebook was so I could get Messenger so I could talk to my niece. Other than that, I could have cared less for it. I never had anything to it wasn't funny to me. All these were just random people talking about something, and it just boring. You know, you might as well go to
okay.
MySpace.
I mean, that's
MySpace
how you see
MySpace.
It, but that's how you see it, and I completely understand. When you get older and you start realizing the jokes that are on Facebook are really funny, or, you know, what people say, or different pictures or whatnot, it's absolutely hilarious. I love Facebook. Maybe
absolutely.
You're not following the right
people. Maybe not. But, you know, we never know. Because, you know, I'm not going to get it. We do have an anonymous question from someone. We wanted to know, is it cool to have a TikTok with your mom or dad? Like, is it embarrassing? Because I know for some people it is, but for some people it isn't.
That creates more views. The more embarrassment talk, and when you think of those videos that are going viral, are usually the ones that are embarrassing. So your parents will, I mean, it's really sad to say, but your parents can get you some more followers, and you can start, I don't want to say clout, because nobody should chase. You know,
not
be a clout chaser. And clout is like
and
popular.
Clout chaser.
And a clout chaser is like somebody
chasing
that's
fame.
Yeah, that's somebody chasing fame, exactly. But I wanted to ask a question for Brandy. How does it feel, you know, or what advice would you give to the new high schoolers? How about that? What advice would you give them about going into high school?
Y'all need to break it down from elementary to middle school.
Okay,
right.
Brandy, for all those going into, like, you see, you said you're 10. For all those going into, like, first grade, maybe third, fourth, what advice would you give them to be prepared and ready for what's to come?
Spelling test.
Oh.
Huh?
Man.
What about, oh, Kennedy says spelling test. Okay. You see, I'm going to start embarrassing myself on here because I don't know who's listening. So I'm going to be quiet. Y'all go ahead. Because I'm not trying to say anything else. Because, you know, yeah. Spelling tests in general. My middle school days was really something, you know. I hung out with, you know, almost everyone. I was in the cool side because, you know, we always did something funny to get us in trouble. I was the, you know, the one who couldn't keep my mouth shut. I talked too much. I got in trouble. You know, I remember this okay, after this, I'm going to let someone else talk. But I remember this last time I was in, I can't remember, I think it was fourth grade. And it was fourth grade. And my teacher was like, fourth or sixth. My teacher was like, whoever didn't do their homework was going to call their parents. And I always got to school late. And I remember that time I didn't do my homework, and I was so scared. And when we got there, everyone was calling their parents. And when it got there, the bell rang, and I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you, Jesus. And then I did my homework sometimes. But life lesson learned, do your homework before or right when you get in school, in class. Yeah. All right. Someone else's turn. Please talk so we can get the attention off of me. It's really attention.
Right. Is so thick. I mean, you're so cool. But anyway.
Okay, yeah, so Kennedy. Okay. Yes, Brandy died.
Brandy,
I'm
sorry. Brandy, really quickly, if you could repeat the question. Was the question, what advice could we give to Miss Brandy? I'm not Miss Brandy. Can we give to Brandy? Was that the question? What advice we could give her?
I was asking what advice would she give to the future students who are behind her, in the grade behind her, to get them prepared for what's to come.
Oh, okay.
Stay in school.
Right. Exactly. That's some good advice. That's really good advice. Right. Man, I know, Brandy, that you have sisters and you have siblings. I was going to ask you, how has it been, you know, all of you guys just in the house all the time together? How's that been?
Annoying.
Annoying? How have they been annoying?
They get on my nerves.
I understand, sis.
I understand, too.
Are they always bothering you?
Yes.
Are they always bothering you?
Yep, they up in that argument right now.
Oh, my goodness. Tell them to stop. No, it's all positivity. No argument. Unless it's over some food, then I understand. If it's over some food,
I don't know what la-la land you was living in, but you can't go into two siblings. The youngest one can't go in there and just say, stop fighting. There's got to be something behind it that's going to cause an even bigger argument. He's going to be like, stop, or I'm going to tell mom. Then sometimes they're going to be like, snitch, you know. So.
All right. Well, Riley's over here, you know, investigating the situation.
No, I'm just saying basic.
I mean, obviously she can't go because she's on the show. Right, exactly.
Yeah, but you know, oh, I'm going to say another life story. Okay.
All right, Riley, my bad. Go ahead.
Huh?
I was going to ask Brandy a question, but go ahead. Were you talking?
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Ask you, Brandy, what is your favorite TikTok dance?
The Renegade Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
I knew she was going to say that.
I like Renegade. See, I haven't mastered the first one, so, yeah, the first, like, five moves, they always get me because they're really fast, and I don't know when the song is starting. Like, it starts so fast, I'm like, I already missed two moves by the time I start, so it's just like, it's just a lot going on. So I just decided to not do it. Mine is the baby come give me something, and it's the one where they remix it and it goes, I'm a savage. Classy,
I'm a savage. Right.
Kennedy,
you love that song.
The remix of like the baby come give me something and Savage, I like that one. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, aren't they combined?
Yeah, it's one where it's like It goes, baby, come give me something. And then it goes, clap, 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 clap. And it goes, I'm a savage. Duh. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Duh. Sassy, moody, da-da-da. Yeah. So, yeah. That one. I like that one. What's your favorite one, Jai?
My favorite one is the Savage Remix with Beyonce.
Oh, with Beyonce? Yeah, that one's really good. Kennedy, how about you? What's your favorite one?
Savage.
Just the first one? The regular one? I like that one, too. How about you, Riley? What's your favorite one?
Riley, I like them all. Yeah, I'm
best
one. I was saying that...
What's, like, your top two?
You see, what the problem is, I know I spend all day on TikTok, but, you know, it's not like I master all of them. I think I like, you know, you see, moving on. yeah. I don't have a favorite. I couldn't choose if I wanted
have to. Even, like, your favorite ones that you watch, like, what are your favorite ones to watch?
Like, on repeat, maybe? Let's see. Maybe Out West.
Oh, Shake It Out West. Okay, that one. I like that one, too.
Yeah.
How about, what's another one that you like?
Ready?
You see, what had happened was, is I wasn't listening to the song. Oh,
got
I like
it.
This, No. It's called, Tidal Wave. But it's, like, by Nate Wyatt. I don't know if you know that one, you know. But, like, it's,
tidal
like,
wave.
You got, like,
I
a tidal wave. Yeah, fly away, just fly with me. When you die today,
oh.
You know, like, yeah, I really like that one.
It goes, what's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Yeah, I like that one.
That's a nice one. Yeah.
I mean, I like all of them. I like the Out West one, though, too. Man, there's so many things to talk about. Lastly, before we wrap up for the last, 10, 20 minutes, obviously, Black Lives Matter protests have been really amazing and, seeing that. But, unfortunately, it was, sparked by tragedy when we heard that George Floyd, a man from Houston, Texas. He was trying to get a job in Minneapolis, and unfortunately an officer suffocated him by putting his knee on George Floyd's neck and, suffocating him, causing him to have a heart attack. And three other officers, didn't do anything, and people were trying to,
I feel like they do it on purpose. Like, I'm not disrespecting any officers out there, but I feel like he knew what he was doing, but I feel like he was just testing his limit to see how far he can hold off before he actually died.
Right. And it's so
I was just going to say, because if somebody was on his neck, I know he would be doing whatever he could. But if somebody was on his neck, I mean, the officers would have jumped in and just beat him immediately to death either way. So, because if he said started fighting back. But the fact that people were telling him that something was happening and that he didn't listen is what the real problem is. Because I know his ears were perfectly fine. Because if there was a fail going on or something was happening to a white person, he would have been the first one to jump to it. Like,
absolutely.
I just don't understand. I don't understand, really, what the difference is between, because it is a color, because have you ever thought about white people are color, too? It's just a color. I just don't understand. We're all the same. It's just different shades. I just don't really understand it.
We all bleed the same. We all, we might not all think the same and agree on the same things, but, God all created us equally and with love. And so it's really sad to, see police officers, beating up people and, killing people, shooting them for absolutely no reason and, making the excuse that, they felt like their life was threatened. But when you see videos of, our white counterparts, we see videos of them and they're, I've seen so many videos of, white people and they have, knives in their hands and they're trying to stab the police officers.
and the police officers are scared, and it's just like, okay, why don't you, like, he's threatening your life. Like, he's trying to kill you with a knife in his hand, or he's trying to beat you up. And, you know, I saw one where this one white guy, he was beating up the officers, or they were running after him. And it's just like, if that person was black, then they would have shot him, unfortunately. Like, that's just, unfortunately, the reality of, you know, how it is. So, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. Can you say something?
Okay, so this is what my mom told me. George Floyd had a counterfeit $20 bill, and so that's basically how the police showed up. And so he rang on his neck and all. And so the police officer was, like, he had his knee on his neck, and he was cutting off his air supply. And, yeah, I just feel like bad for, like, and he had kids, too. And do you know how, like, hard it is, like, seeing, like, someone take your father away from you?
Right. It's so sad. And, you know, one thing that is hard, and it's unfortunately been hard for me, is kind of to tell, especially my white friends that, you know, I go to church with. It's just, and, you know, like, I know, you know, everybody's heard, you know, I don't know, Brandy, if you've heard, but on Instagram, there was this big thing where it called Blackout Tuesday. I believe it was like the Tuesday, like the a week after he passed on a Tuesday, everybody was, you know, posted a black square saying Blackout Tuesday. And it wasn't really for, you know, different brands, you know, like Google and Amazon that have Instagram pages, or, you know, Google, Amazon, Nike. And because, you know, people usually, you know, post, you know, oh, look at these pretty clothes, or look at these pretty shoes. You know, they're selling shoes. And it's just like, you know what, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't be concerned about, oh, get these shoes, you know, get these shoes, or get these clothes, or get this new product on Amazon, or look at what we did on Google, or, you know, not saying that those things don't matter, but those things didn't need to be, you know, there didn't need to be any advertising at that moment. And you know, there was a lot of Caucasian people, you know, maybe they were saying, ooh, instead of, hey, check out my new YouTube video, or check out, you know, my new Instagram video on, you know, or my new, you know, whatever. They said, you know what, let's pause and let's realize, let's take the day to educate ourselves, you know, watch a movie about, you know, black people in, you know, the prison system, and how, you know, black people are, you know, more likely to get arrested, or more likely to to go to prison or to go to jail because of a crime that they did or did not commit, even though, you know, it was small compared to their white counterpart. Or, you know, just realize, you know, how can I educate myself on, you know, yes, slavery was abolished, but now it's, you know, it's evolved into something else, and which is mass incarceration, meaning, you know, the mass, meaning a lot of black people and also, you know, Latino people, but mostly black people that are in prison for, you know, small crimes or for things that, you know, they didn't even do, but they were accused of, you know, just, you know, different things like that, and how, you know, we can fix those things, and or how, you know, we realize that since the coronavirus, a lot of people have lost their jobs, and usually black or Latino people are usually the first ones to get fired, and how, you know, that, you know, is, you know, affecting our economy, and how, and, you know, all this stuff about white people really educating themselves and realize, you know what, let me not just be not racist, let me be anti-racism, meaning let me speak up for people that, you know, don't have a voice. Let me educate myself. Let me have empathy, and let me realize, or, you know, put their shoe on my feet and think about, man, how is it being a person of color right now? It can be a lot, you know, we're seeing a lot of these images of, you know, young black people, or, you know, even older black people, male or female, getting terrorized by people that are meant to serve and protect and, you know, protect us, not, you know, shoot us in the street in broad daylight. You know, that's not supposed to happen. And so there was, you know, this whole Blackout Tuesday thing, and you know, educating my white counterparts, like, hey, like, you know, I understand that, you know, you might not have participated in it, but how are you amplifying my voice or people that look like me voice right now? Like, how are you, what are you doing to do the work right now, you know, and, you know, all those things. But what do you think that people, what do you guys think that people can do to, you know, I don't want to, you know, some white people, you know, they, like, you can't just, you know, fix racism. I think it's a hard issue, and I think the only person that can truly fix it is God. You know, the people that think that, you know, they are superior of another race, or, you know, as the, as being a white person, they're superior to black people, or, you know, they just have hate in their heart. You know, we pray for those people, and, you know, we pray that, you know, God truly fixes their heart and they are educated. But sometimes it's not even, you know, it's not only the police, it's, you know, there's these, and I, it shouldn't be funny because it's not. There's these people called Karens. Have y'all heard of that?
Yeah, heard of, like, I have. And it's ridiculous.
A Karen is a Caucasian or a white woman, usually, and, you know, like, there was this video, and, you know, they usually are saying, you know, racist slurs like the N-word, or, you know, speaking about, you know, another race, and there was this young, there was this lady, a specific incident, there was this young lady in New York City at in this park, a really big park called Central Park. And ever since the coronavirus, you know, you have to stay 6 feet away, you have to have your mask on, all these things. Well, there was this young black man, there was this black man and this white woman. This black man, he was just, he was looking at birds. That's all he was doing, he was watching birds. And so this this white lady that was walking her dog, the dog didn't have on a leash. So she was like, and, you know, you're required to, I think at the, in New York City, you're required to have your dog, like, you can have, you know, walk your dog, but you have to have him on a leash. Sorry, guys, I'm stuttering. Don't mean to. You have to have your dog on a leash. So she was like, she was called the cops on the guy that was just watching his dog. He just has, he asked, hey, can you please put your dog on a leash? It was a, it wasn't, you know, like an insanely big dog, like a German Shepherd or something. But it was a big dog. And, you know, he just asked, you know, hey, can you put it on a leash? And so she proceeded to call the police. And she said, this black man is threatening me. And she, obviously the man wasn't threatening her, He was just asking her, can you please put the dog on a leash? You know, you don't know. When he was little, he could have gotten bitten by a dog, or maybe, you know, a dog chased him. You know, you don't know, you know, what happened, you know, what happened to anybody, like, what happens to people with dogs. Maybe he, you know, I mean, and even if he didn't, you know, you're supposed to have your dog on a leash. Your dog is, you know, the dog was big. It didn't seem like, you know, threatening or anything, but, you know, the dog is big, and he just asked, you know, just a simple thing, and so she called the cops. And so a lot of people referred her to as a Karen, meaning, you know, and it's a definition, like, white women that call the police on black people or Hispanic people or say racial slurs, or, you know, but usually, you know, just call the police when nothing is going wrong. They're just making a scene.
So what happened to the black one?
He, I mean, I don't remember, honestly, if the police came or not, but, you know, I think they, if the police did come, they just parted ways. Nothing happened to the black guy. I don't believe, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think anything happened. I mean, obviously, it was, you know, it was bad because, you know, she was crying to the police. She was like, he's threatening me, he's hurting me, and she was screaming, and that's considered, well, the governor of New York, he considered it as a hate crime. You know, you can't just call the police and say that somebody's threatening you, because that's, you know, that's, you're giving out false information. Because, you know, the police need to go to the people that really need help. And so, and she's calling them, you know, because he asked to, the man asked to put, you know, asked her to put the dog on a leash. So, you know, all that stuff. But I've been seeing, they shouldn't be funny, but I've been seeing some of these Karens, they say racial slurs and they get hit. And to me, like, it's just like, okay, I understand, you know, you're not supposed to hit people, but people get tired. You get tired of being, you know, if being called the N-word or being called any racial slur if you're a person of color. I mean, obviously it doesn't feel good and it's not right. So when people, you know, put their hands on other people and they start slapping people, or if, you know, the Karen starts hitting them and they get hit right back, it's just like, well, you get what you pay for, right? So, yeah, what do you think, Jai and Riley and Brandy, of the new word of these Karens that are calling the police on black people and other people of color?
You want my real opinion?
Because, go ahead. I want your opinion.
All right. I'm going to make it quick because we got to end the show at 2:55. But I honestly think they are just seeking attention and very stupid. Because, like, if it was a black person trying to do this, then, of course, they would just be like, oh, my gosh, they're just overreacting. But, of course, like, he's just asked a simple question. And it just – see, my words aren't even functioning correctly. But all he did was ask to put – at least, like you said, Destiny, you don't know what happened to him in the past or anything. But, like, it's still just a simple question. And for him to call and harass – I was watching this one show one day. It was Black Lightning, and the girl was the black girl was just leaning on the car, and they were at the hospital, and the white lady came, and she was like, "Are she's trying to steal my car?" And she was just like, "No, I'm not." And then she called the police, and she said, "Help! She's trying to steal my car." And all she was doing was just leaning on the car. She didn't even know. So I'm like, it's just really stupid what people are trying to do to attract attention nowadays. It's just
right.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Hey guys.
Just like, well, you should get it. And sometimes I shouldn't be laughing because it, you know, you shouldn't be putting your hands
because
on anybody.
Is that because like they don't know how it feels like to like how like to be?
Hey guys,
yeah.
I hate to be a party pooper, but we have to like wrap it up. Any like, can y'all say y'all like final comments before we end the show?
No, you're good. Thank you, Jai. Actually, Jai, you can say the final comment of, you know, what you think about, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and, you know, the new evolution of care that is going on.
Well, how I feel about the Black Lives Matter movement, let's see. It's a good thing because for many years, black people have been holding it in, like holding it out of pain,
right,
the struggle. And I guess that one incident got everybody started, and now
right,
it can't be stopped.
Absolutely.
Can I say one last thing before we leave?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you, Brandy, what you thought about it, but go ahead.
Oh,
go
ahead, Brandy. No, go ahead.
I think that like they just need to stop because like we're just all the same. So.
Right. You're absolutely right. We are all the same.
And, okay, do you have to say one thing?
Okay,
so
one more thing.
The police, they say, like, they're here to help, and they're, like, there to protect us. But they're always shooting us and all, and they're hurting us. And they're the ones that are supposed to, like, keep us safe.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, the police are supposed to keep us safe. We love police officers. You know, it's hard right now because, you know, as black people, there can be a lot of tension right now. We don't know who to trust. We don't know not to trust. And, you know, everybody's emotions are high. But I pray that, you know, we're all, you know, we all, you know, we all look, we all are beautiful in God's eyes. And God made us brown and white and, you know, different colors, different shades under the, like, under, you know, his image. And I believe we're all beautiful and we're all amazing and we're all valued. To all the beautiful black people out there, we love you. Keep fighting the good fight, man. There's so many things that is going on with this movement. All 50 states are protesting, and people all over the world are protesting. And, you know, North Korea, South Korea, and Japan, and, you know, different parts of Asia, and India, in the UK, in Hawaii. I remember there was, you know, amazing things in Hawaii. But, yeah, love you guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Ken and Rye Show. We love all. Thank you so much for listening. We love you guys. Have a great day.
See you next Saturday. Bye.
Saturday.
Bye.
Thank you. fighting for worldly gain. Come, let us reason for the sake of humanity. Put your pride aside,
hold your chest up high.
Together we can change the whole world.
I dream of peace,
I dream a world of peace.
I dream a world of peace.
No more games.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.